Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Cottonmark Systems Incorporated is an Atlanta, Georgia-based company serving the pulp and paper industry. Our goal is to provide continuous improvement solutions to mill operations utilizing Six Sigma principles, programs, and solutions for variability reductions through application of distinct equipment and services. Cottonmark Systems Incorporated believes that providing our customers with top-of-the-line products is essential, but not enough. Therefore, we offer solution programs rather than individual products. Give us a call today at 770-300-0224 or visit our website at www.cottonmark.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 22nd of April, 2013. Title, Their Schedule, Not Yours. Did you ever have four or five things you needed to tell a subordinate or perhaps even a boss? How did you handle this? Dump them all on them to reduce your to-do list, or did you take another path? Effective managers understand being effective. Big surprise, eh? More importantly, being effective does not necessarily mean wiping your to-do list clean as fast as possible, especially when it comes to managing other people, that be superiors or subordinates. And yes, you can manage your superiors. Effective managers are equally proficient at managing their superiors as they are at managing their subordinates. Once you understand your superiors and subordinates, that is, what motivates and demotivates them, you are in control. Now you can really get things accomplished, as long as you don't let your drive to wipe items off your to-do list usurp your management expertise. Where to start? First, you need to recognize that giving more than two assignments to an individual at a time assures that none will be done in a satisfactory manner, and is likely that one or two will be missed completely. You may feel great about having them off your to-do list temporarily, but they will be back, for they will be done shoddily or not at all. It will take more work in the short term to manage in the manner described here, but in the long term, you'll have more time, for you will not be doing things over and over. And it takes skill. Your message, timing, and cadence need to be perfected to the level of a ballerina. Well, almost anyway. If you wake up one morning and suddenly have four tasks for a subordinate, feed them to them if you have a choice and are not being dictated by immediate business needs, from most unpleasant to most pleasant. But thinking about the timing also before you do anything. How long should you wait between tasks before assigning the next one? And of course, define what success means for each task and get buy-in for accomplishing that level of success at a date the subordinate agrees upon. Make them set the date, but then negotiate. For if you think the date is too close to do an effective job, move it out. If they have set a date that is the 12th of never, help them, but do not dictate that they move it to a more realistic goal. The key is they make the first move and you either bless or change. With your superiors, turn the order around. Give them the task, actually ask them to do the task, in the order of the most pleasant to the least pleasant for them. What you want to set up here is a condition whereby they feel like they owe you something by the time it comes to the nasty one. Timing and cadence are still as important as in the other case. It is only the order that changes. Yes, you're going to fumble first with this way of managing, but practice and you will get better, and you'll achieve much more than you ever thought possible in the past. In our quiz this week, we'll ask you to relate your thoughts on this topic over on the website. You can take it there. For safety this week, even in the throes of responding to an incident, there is a rank to the things that need to be done from first to last. Perhaps a good safety meeting topic? Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Papa Ritalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA.